And we're live on Angelica's German Tuition Translation, Ask Angelica, and on our webpage and on my profile. If you can see us live, then please do say hello. Right, okay, the introductions then first. Welcome to the show. And this is Ask Angelica, Practical German for German Schools, season 5, episode 16. So let's hide that and then we just come to me and you, which is what we normally have.
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to explain today's topic, Angelica?
Okay, well, actually, it should have really been Practical German about German schools, but we're slightly late because all the schools have started, obviously, at the beginning of September, and we're now towards the end of September. But September usually sort of the back-to-school time. And I thought that was a good month to have a look at the German school system. And then I also thought, which you may not like too much, because as you can see, it's season 5. We're back to school. We've been doing 4 seasons already in German. So I thought, let's not have an Ask Angelica with beginners German. I mean, we've already advanced season 5 anyway, because we have more sentences rather than vocabulary when we started off with basic vocabulary. So we have some more tricky sentences so that if any advanced learners come to see it, they will have a bit of fun as well.
Brilliant. Okay, let's come back to you and me and take that off. Now, the way that this works is Angelica's put together some sentences in German, which I will read. Angelica will correct my pronunciation, and then we will translate. So, phrase number 1. And I don't practice beforehand, you should know this. Die Grundschule ist für Kinder von 6 bis 10 Jahren.
Perfect. Die Grundschule ist für Kinder von 6 bis 10 Jahren. I thought I'll start you off easy.
Right. Okay. So for children between 6 and 10 years old, and they would be at junior school.
Primary school. Junior school is part of the primary school. They don't have junior and infants. The primary school is only for 4 years. Because in Germany, children don't start until they're 6, unlike in the UK when they start when they're 5 or sometimes even 4.
True. Okay, so the correct translation is primary school is for children from 6 to 10 years. Sentence number 2 looks quite complicated. Shall we have a go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Die Hauptschule bietet ein Praktische und Beruf. I got this wrong last time, didn't I? Berufsorientierte Bildung für Schüler bis zum Alter von 16 oder 18 Jahren.
Yeah, but good pronunciation there. Die Hauptschule, and you corrected yourself on the berufsorientierte. So die Hauptschule bietet eine praktische und berufsorientierte Bildung für Schüler bis zum Alter von 16 oder 18 Jahren.
Right. So we're talking about pupils from 16 to 18, and that would be a college.
It's not from, it's up to the age, bis zum Alter.
Right. Okay.
The tricky bit here now, the tricky bit I had is, so we have 3 types of schools for secondary school age.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to translate the word Hauptschule. I checked it up in the dictionary and it just said secondary school. But okay. When we come to the next sentence, the word we've got for Schule there is also translated as secondary school. So one dictionary called it lower secondary school. So when you come to see the translation in a minute, I actually left the word Hauptschule and then put in brackets lower secondary school. So it's a little bit difficult to say. But what does it do?
It's a practical and I'm going to crib here. Right. Berufsorientierter.
Beruf is job or career, and orientierter is similar to English, so it's a career oriented.
Right.
And but the emphasis is mainly on the practical, really. So it's practical and as a practical and career oriented education.
Okay. If you're watching live, thank you. And if you want to say hello, please do. But we don't. You don't have to. And more and more people are watching. That's because we're live at 11:38 in the morning, which is unusual for us.
We normally have a sleep then, don't we?
Translation, the Hauptschule or lower secondary school offers practical and career-oriented education for students up to the age of 16 or 18. Verse 3. Die Realschule bereitet Schüler auf verschiedene berufliche Wege vor.
Yeah. So this is a different type of school. It's again a secondary school. Die Realschule bereitet Schüler auf verschiedene berufliche Wege vor.
Okay. No, you're going to have to translate this.
Okay.
One.
So the verb. It's not bereitet, or the verb is vorbereiten, which is to prepare.
Okay.
And it prepares pupils. Again, in English, we would call them, we would always talk about students, but in German, while you're at school, while you're at a school that you have to go to, you yeah. are a Schüler, a pupil. And in German, or in Germany, you're only a student when you decide to study at university after your main education is finished.
Okay.
So the Realschule, or again, the secondary, prepares students for a variety of career paths. And the equivalent to English would be they leave with what we have at the moment, the GCSE exam. So they go to secondary school, like they do here, and then do their GCSE, or the equivalent to GCSE exam.
Very good. And we say hello to Freya. See, if we go live in the morning, Freya's around. I've no comment, but I just know that Freya just liked the book.
Well, she'll know all about the German school system anyway.
Right. Okay, so the translation is, the Realschule secondary school prepares students for a variety of career paths. Phrase 4. Ein Gymnasium bereitet auf das Abitur vor und ermöglicht den Zugang zur Hochschulbildung.
Yeah, ein Gymnasium bereitet auf das Abitur vor. So again, we've got vorbereiten there. Und ermöglicht den Zugang zur Hochschulbildung.
Okay, and this, as you said, this is sort of advanced, and I am struggling.
Okay. Gymnasium is not a gym.
No.
It may look like the word gymnasium, but it's not. It's a grammar school.
Yeah.
And it prepares for the Abitur, and Abitur is sort of similar to our A level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always a bit tricky to translate these words. So it prepares them for the Abitur, whereas if you go to a Realschule, the same as here, a secondary school either finishes at GCSE or it carries on to A levels.
Right.
Yeah. And a grammar school, I mean, English grammar schools, they do A levels as well. And once you've got your A level, yeah, that provides access to higher education, as in universities.
Okay. So translation phrase 4 is, a grammar school prepares students for the Abitur, similar to A-level, and provides access to higher education. Okay, let's go on. Phrase 5. Eine Gesamtschule kombiniert verschiedene Bildungswege und Niveaus.
Taken from the French. Yeah, okay. Eine Gesamtschule kombiniert verschiedene Bildungswege und Niveaus.
All right, Gesamt, together. Okay, I'm cheating a little bit, but comprehensive school combines both. Oh, no, I've got it wrong. Okay, could you help, please?
No, you have sort of comprehensive school combines the different levels and the different path. And this is what we have mainly, I think I could say in the UK, or is it just England? I don't actually know. So comprehensive school, you've got children, all the different levels there. And there aren't many comprehensive schools in Germany, but where they are, they would have pupils who would have otherwise gone to the Hauptschule, the Realschule, and the Gymnasium, and they're all together in one school, just like they are here as well. So if you think here, as an example, Devizes School, yeah, people stay until they're doing their GCSEs, or they may carry on and do A levels. Yeah, so they're all there, and it's all in one school, and there aren't that many in Germany, but there are some.
Okay, Fristix. Eine Berufsschule vermittelt,
Vermittelt.
praktisches Wissen und Fähigkeiten in verschiedenen Berufsfeldern.
So eine Berufsschule vermittelt, even I'm making it wrong now, praktisches Wissen und Fähigkeiten in verschiedenen Berufsfeldern.
Okay. Nope.
Right,
Need
Berufsschule, the dictionary said vocational school. We could have also translated it as a college. Well, let's do the sentence first. So it provides practical knowledge and skills in various occupational fields. So basically, in Germany, you have to go to school until you're 18. You have to be in education until you're 18. That means those who leave school at 16 to do an apprenticeship, they would go to their job 3 days a week. And then for 2 days, at least I think it's three or two, it may be four and one, I don't know. For 2 days, they need to go to college. Similar to what they do here with Wiltshire College, there are lots of students there who are doing apprenticeship in whatever job, and they still have to go to school to learn more sort of school stuff. And that's the same for Berufsschule. So Beruf is a job. So it's a job school if you translate it literally.
Okay. So the official translation is a vocational school provides practical knowledge and skills in various occupational fields. Verse 7. Abendschulen ermöglicht es Berufstätigen Menschen, ihre Bildung fortzusetzen.
Abendschulen ermöglicht es berufstätigen Menschen, ihre Bildung fortzusetzen.
So, okay, I'm reading the sentences, but translating was a different thing. Evening school.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Is that some?
Berufstätig working people or people in a
Okay.
job.
And fortzusetzen.
It's to continue.
All right. Even so, continue in evening school.
Yeah, it's interesting that even now we still call them evening schools, although they're actually work all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because but basically this is education for those people who are in a job, in a profession. They don't want to study at university, but they may want to learn German, for example.
Okay.
And there may be evening classes. That's how I started teaching. It was evening classes. At Wiltshire College.
So, translation is evening schools allow working individuals to continue their education. Okay, now what we're going to do is I'm going to bring this on screen. Would you like to talk about this?
That's jumping from one bit to the other now, really, because we've just done a session for people whose German isn't not bad, it's actually pretty advanced. And so they probably wouldn't want this course. But if you know somebody, or if you've just come across this video and you think, oh, I like the sound of the German language, I've not got a clue what they were talking about there, but I wouldn't mind learning German, But then again, I'm not 100% sure if it's the right thing for me. So do I want to pay for lessons or a course and then find out, actually, I'd rather learn something else? Not that you would want to do that, but you never know. Now, once you do a course in German, you want to do German. But anyway, I have made a free course. It's very basic German, first essential language skills. And I said it's for your adventures abroad. It is really for two types of people. It is either for those who are sort of dithering. Do I want to learn German or not? It's sort of a start. It's just six videos, so very basic stuff to see whether you like learning German or not. It's also for those people who might be going to Germany and wouldn't mind learning a bit of basic German, but haven't thought about it early enough. So doing a yearly course at a college or starting with Duolingo or anything like this wouldn't be the best thing, because you learn too many things that you might not need, and or you wouldn't have the time anyway. So I've just done this course, which is, it says, a quick course for those who are considering learning German. It just covers some very basic things, which even if you haven't got much time to learn German, will give you a head start when you go to Germany. So if you were going to Germany next month, you would have plenty of time to learn at least a little bit. Even if you go next week, you would have plenty of time.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free. Okay. I'll post a link afterwards, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Okay. Right. Now what we're going to do is Angelika will read the sentences in German. I will do the English translation. So shall we start?
Okay. Die Grundschule ist für Kinder von 6 bis 10 Jahren.
Primary school is for children from 6 to 10 years.
Die Hauptschule bietet eine praktische und berufsorientierte Bildung für Schüler bis zum Alter von 16 oder 18 Jahren.
Which translates to? The Hauptschule Lower Secondary School offers practical and career-oriented education for students up to the age of 16 or 18. Phrase 3.
Die Realschule bereitet Schüler auf verschiedene berufliche Wege vor.
And in English? The Realschule Secondary School prepares students for a variety of career paths. Phrase 4.
Ein Gymnasium bereitet auf das Abitur vor und ermöglicht den Zugang zur Hochschulbildung.
Which translates to? A grammar school prepares students for the Abitur, which is similar to A-levels and provides access to higher education. Phrase 5.
Eine Gesamtschule kombiniert verschiedene Bildungswege und Niveaus.
Comprehensive school combines different educational paths and levels. Phrase 6.
Eine Berufsschule vermittelt praktisches Wissen und Fähigkeiten in verschiedenen Berufsfeldern.
A vocational school provides practical knowledge and skills in various occupational fields. And phrase 7.
Abendschulen ermöglicht es berufstätigen Menschen, ihre Bildung fortzusetzen.
So I got the evening schools part right. Evening schools allow working individuals to continue their education. Okay, let's bring the free book back on screen. And Angelika, would you like to close the broadcast?
Yeah, okay. So thank you for watching. If you've watched live or if you found the video somewhere on social media or YouTube, it's been a little bit harder. Next time we go back to some slightly easier things, but not basic, because we've gone past the basic.
Okay.
So it won't be basic German, but it will be sort of intermediate. How's that?
That's good for me. We should all know our levels.
And yeah, sorry.
Carry on.
Well, I'm not sure. I originally this broadcast should have happened 2 weeks ago, but we had problems. And so that's why it has been postponed. But it will be good for you, really, because the session I had planned for the next time, which now is not going to be today, it's going to be in 2 weeks' time, is about a visit to the dentist. And I thought I'd spare you that one today anyway.
Well, that's very kind of you. My appointment is at 2 o'clock today, and in 2 weeks' time, hopefully, I should have forgotten it. But good to know. I know the one word, Zahnarzt, which is dentist, which is where I'm going.
That's why we're so early today, aren't we?
We are. This is true.
So apart from that, oh, sorry, you wanted to say something else.
No, I'm waiting for you to say.
Yeah, so it's tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Bis nächste Mal. See, I got that bit right.
Cool.
Sort of. Bye, everybody.